Hello, everyone. Today is December 11th, 2019. I wish it was November. But first, we're going to start with a roll call.
Acadia Students Union.
Here.
NACC. San Francisco Xavier University Students Union.
Present.
St. Mary's University Students Association.
Present.
Anyone else in the line? Myself, Mary, as chair.
Oh, myself.
Mackenzie Jarvis, vice chair. Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that, Mackenzie. You were supposed to go first. I wasn't paying attention. Myself, Clancy McDaniel, executive director.
With that, I'm calling the meeting to order at 4:02 p.m. on December 11th, 2019. So first I'm looking for a motion to approve the agenda sent out this morning.
Smusa moves.
Seconder?
Sanovex.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Great. So we're gonna move on to the discussion and approval items. So we have to, number one is the approval of the minutes. These are the ones that the minutes have from October 2nd and October 16th and October 30th minutes that have been sent out to all committee members as presented. Does anyone have a question on the minutes?
I do. Mrs. Chair, I have a quick question just around the October minutes. Is there a reason why the seconders and the movers aren't mentioned in the minutes? Is that like a typo or is that on purpose? I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, that's on purpose. Normally in the minutes, you don't reflect this seconder and the mover.
So I will also jump in and say that I will be, once these are approved, because we have audio recordings that go along with our minutes, that way that's available for anybody who wants to listen. So I will be going in and editing to make sure the timing is right so that they can see, oh, at what point in the meeting do they talk about agenda item number 3, 3208. They can scrub to minute 3208 and be able to listen directly. We used to take verbatim minutes, but it was very time consuming. So that's a decision, that's something that Students Nova Scotia changed in the past.
Yeah, and it's normally like just if there's like any abstentions or discussions that we add those things, Cecil. But as Clancy said, it more details will be provided if that's what the committee members want.
Oh no, I think that sounds great, Clancy. I'm glad that we're gonna outline for people where in the audio minutes it'll have the motion so that they can either, that can guide them. I think that's a really great idea. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, and that way you don't have to listen to like an hour long recording just looking for one piece.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, any other discussions or questions around the minutes? With that, I'll look for a mover and a seconder, please.
Smusa moves.
A seconder?
Sanovex
seconds. Thank you very much, Cecil. It says to be resolved the minutes from October 2nd, October 16th, October 30th be accepted as presented. Move and seconded. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Pass it on. Thank you very much. With that, our second item here, it's standing meeting time for next semester. So I think Clancy wants to talk a little bit about this.
Sure. So I know we didn't have a full turnout for today's meeting, so this will be quick. I wanted to have a discussion so we could just nail it down looking at everyone's calendars. But instead, what I will be doing is sending out a doodle poll following this meeting and asking that everybody try and get it done by the end of the weekend. That way, it's off everybody's plates. We don't have to spend a couple weeks getting that sorted when we come back in January, and we are able to just hit the ground running.
Does everyone have their classes registered for next semester?
Yeah.
Is there anybody who doesn't have their class schedule already? Great.
Great. Good with everyone. If Clan C sends a doodle poll and we kind of ask it for kind of this weekend, that way we can have something scheduled for next semester.
Unless another member like doesn't have their class schedule, then yeah, makes sense.
Okay, if there's any problems, you can always reach out to Clan C or myself about it.
Yep.
There's no motion for this. Correct. So we're going to move down to the reports. With my report, I actually don't have that much to report right now after Advocacy Week. It's been kind of quite a busy time of year with our own students union here, and I think everyone's like impressed with exams and dealing with everything happening right now. We are doing follow-ups with everyone that we met for Advocacy Week, and for those that we didn't meet, that we plan to see myself meet them in January to specific party members if they were not able to attend meetings. We did receive good emails and feedback from different constituents about thank you for coming in and talking to us. It was great hearing recommendations. We heard a really good feedback from almost everyone that we attended. And then so we're trying to meet with the ones we did it in January as well. We attended the chamber dinner, and we have Students of Scotia with Libre Nova Education, Clancy and myself. It was a great event. We had the opportunity to talk to different stakeholders there about previous of our Advocacy Week, and then that's how we're kind of like building the network, and they were really keen on hearing what we're going to bring forward to the table. It was great, great event. We talked to different stakeholder peoples, and we also been part of like I've been sitting in the Culture Innovation Working Group with LAE. We've had two meetings since we had our last board meeting. They're talking about how that committee can be kind of like a support for different post-secondary institutions here in Nova Scotia in regards of cultural kind of like programming, policies and supports from different international students. So it's something that it's still in the works, and it's something that they see they want to implement something by September 2020. So I'll keep you all up to date to that. And our last meeting, it was kind of like a presentation from Senate and State Nova Scotia, some reports that they have back, but kind of like looking at what they're going to have policy based with around cultural implementation and post-secondary education. And that's it for me. Our vice chair, do you have anything to report?
Nothing to report at this time. Unfortunately, a lot of the committees that I sit on have been meeting when I have class, but next semester I double checked and it looks like I'll be free, so it's really great. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Mackenzie. Now moving along to our campus reports, Acadia Students Union.
Yeah, like Mary said, after Advocacy Week, we kind of went right into crunch time, but Acadia was still able to do a few things. We've been following up with a few of the people we did meet with in Advocacy Week, and also we have gotten very good feedback, or at least that I've seen. And then we are hosting several events for exams and all that stuff, de-stressing things. And we were able to meet with the MLA candidate of the riding that is, I don't know, kind of encompasses Acadia, I guess, Cody Boyce. And Cody was very interested in the advocacy doc that Students Nova Scotia produced, as I had it on me and he asked about it, so I showed him a few things. And then we were able to send that along to Cody as well. And he's interested in starting a youth council for the area and mentioned that to the Acadia Students Union about having a position on there. But yeah, mostly just into exams now.
Great. Thank you very much, Acadia. Students Union, not just Acadia. Now we have St. Francis Xavier University Students Union. Is that you?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I hope exams are going well for everyone. It's been similar to the other students' unions. It's been a very busy couple weeks here at St. of X 2 with X-Ring. There's a lot of logistical problems that we had to figure out, but also just the event itself is always very big for our campus, and it was great to support that as a students' union, however we could. Consultation agreement meeting happened. As you know, we've been working on our consultation agreement for throughout the whole summer and this fall, and working with Clancy and a lot of other stakeholders here on campus, including our council. We were able to enter negotiations actually yesterday, which is very exciting for us. So far, the negotiations are going great, but we will have more to report in the new year as we solidify the document and those changes and then bring it to the board. As far as other activities that the Students' Union is taking part in, we've tried to address a lot of concerns around students for study spaces. There's been a couple hiccups around Mulrooney Hall, the new Mulrooney Hall, and their study spaces, but also in the library too. So we've been addressing those concerns. I've had a number of different students come forward to me about meal plan issues too in the recent week, and I guess it's been a week. And I've been addressing those and helping those students out as need be too. We've also been getting ready for all of our events in the spring. As you know, we've changed our house hockey structure to be a tournament style. So in the spring, we're launching that in Frost Week with a draft and a player draft, and a number of different other corresponding events to build participation. We're also looking at launching a gender-neutral washroom campaign in the spring too, as my campaign promised. So I've been working with the gender sexual diversity advisor, Clayton Gohearing, on campus, and that's been great too. So a number of different initiatives that all of us have been working on to launch in the spring. It's been a busy time, but during this exam time, there's a lot of high pressure that students are facing. So we've been happy to rise to the occasion of that and support our students the best we can. I hope everybody's having a great day. That's it for me. Happy to take questions.
Thank you very much. Is there any questions for Leo? Great. With that, we'll move to St. Mary's University Students Association. Lisa?
Yeah, so we've haven't been doing a tremendous amount on the external front. I think we are still in the process of setting a meeting with Labby for some time in the new year. We attended the Policy and Strategy Conference for CASA and are starting to prepare a little bit in committee work towards SuperCon. On campus, we're in the midst of an RFP process for our food contract that Mary's been spending most of her time working on. We've also been planning our winter welcome weeks and doing a little bit of work on some equity issues that can get pushed through Senate, so notably continuing work on our sexual violence policy and updating our code of conduct, and also looking into policy statements on issues such as preferred names as well, and trying to get those included on kind of all aspects of university life for our students.
Great, thank you. Bryn, is there any questions for Bryn? Perfect. With that, we're going to move on to committee reports. Do we have a rep for the governance committee in the call?
No, Kyle is not here.
Okay, so we'll move to membership. Is anyone? So policy committee, do you have anything?
I am. I'm on the governance, aren't I?
Oh, so you're the governance. Do you have anything to report, Cecil?
No, the committee has not met.
Okay, thank you for that. We will follow up with that, Clancy and I, soon. Membership committee. There's no one here with membership.
Also has not met.
Great, thanks, Cecil. We will follow up with Clancy and Sarah to see when will those dates be scheduled for the new year. Then we submit to policy committee.
Policy committee has met. We met yesterday for our first time. And started to lay out a bit of a framework for the coming semester and some work over the holidays. So very happy to start parceling out some work to Mackenzie and Robbie, myself and Mary, and hoping to see some of that come to fruition in the new year, both in terms of updating some of our current policy positions and expanding those, and also looking into some new areas, notably right now looking at a sexual violence prevention policy, in terms of how we advocate for sexual violence prevention on our campuses, and also looking at OERs for the time being. So if anyone external from the committee has comments on that process or would like to be involved, please let me know as I continue to put that calendar together. And for members of the committee that are on the call, I'll be circulating an email with some information following this meeting.
Great, thank you very much, Bryn. Any questions? With that, we're gonna move on to item 4 in the report, which is our Executive Director Clancy's report.
Great, thank you so much, Mary. So I am going to take the time to go over what is in my report simply because it has been over a month since we met. And I think it's good to talk about what I've been up to. So the first 2 weeks in this period were really dedicated to setting the groundwork for Advocacy Week and doing a lot of the logistics. So that was really my day in, day out on top of going to other commitments. During this time as well, our office manager, Mifan, has started and she is full-time going ahead in her work. So she had been doing some training before, but now she comes on a weekly basis, which is great. And as we speak, she is in the office preparing a full budget comparison so that we can take a look at that in the new year. Our advocacy week occurred, of course, November 10th through 15th, which I really think was a success. As mentioned before, we've been getting a lot of really good feedback and folks sending cards and letters and emails expressing that they were happy to meet with us. And also, as Mary mentioned, I'm hoping to round up some folks who weren't able to be at our meetings due to scheduling conflicts, in particular some more folks from the Liberal Caucus in the new year so that we can still touch base with them before the budget release, which is supposed to happen in February. All of the edits are pretty much done on Lydia's paper, which we kind of pushed back as we moved full steam ahead with Advocacy Week prep. So hoping for an early launch in the new year. Something that I'm happy to share as well is that Students Nova Scotia annually contributes to a publication called Shared Perspectives. It's something that all the provincial partners as well as CASA work on together, and the topic this year is going to be financial aid. So it's going to be really great to be able to draw on some of the research that Lydia was able to do and incorporate it into our submission for that. And I have also received the holiday cards, which I ordered from Vistaprint. So I know I sent an email out earlier, but this is a reminder that I'm happy to send cards to people back home, to your relatives. If you want one yourself, please let me know and send me the address by tomorrow. Because they are here and I'm going to be spending the bulk of tomorrow writing it all down. I have to do it by hand. So I would like to get that in the mail ASAP. So please send me what it is. Mary just handed me something. That's why I'm laughing. Where you want me to send it. So in terms of actually going through what we've done, went to the Chamber of Commerce dinner on the 30th. You will also see that we've wrapped the EduNova CEO search, which is great, but it did take a lot of time. There were 4 or 5 days of interviews, which were almost full days, and deliberations as well, but I'm happy to say that process is now finished. There is a successful candidate. I cannot share who that candidate is until they announce in the new year, but I am feeling very excited about that. During Advocacy Week as well, we had the opportunity to attend a Status of Women dinner at the West End Hotel. It was the same day as Obama. So we did have some conflicts there, but I think it went really well. Also during Advocacy Week, we were able to shoot a promo video for Healthy Minds NS, which is now going to appear on the website and made its debut at the last Healthy Minds NS working group meeting. So folks were very impressed. They were happy to see we were on top of things. I was happy to see actual physical collateral, and they're hoping to launch the website and a campaign also in January. I also had the opportunity to attend SMESA's staff Christmas party, which was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for the invite. And then the next day, I also presented to their board of directors a little bit about Students Nova Scotia, what we're up to, our advocacy week, etc. We had our government student roundtable, and then the following day, I moderated a panel on the AAU's mental health event, and Robbie was there as well, so I'm sure he can attest. On the 21st, I also had the opportunity to meet with BHER, which is the Business Higher Education Roundtable. So they're very much focused on work-integrated learning and bringing employers and students together to create workforce development. So it was great to meet with them and talk about the Atlantic region. Following day, there was a big event called the Future Skills Roundtable. It was about a half-day event where I think I was the only person who was representing students. Like, it was a lot of administrators and people who work in government and people who work with employers. And everyone was kind of talking about how do we fill the labor gap in Nova Scotia. Some people had very different ideas from me, but I was happy to kind of battle it out on behalf of the student voice. And then you will also be able to see some of the other committees that I have been meeting with. Most notably, I would say, is that the CALL OER Repository Working Group had its first meeting 2 days ago. So that's very exciting to see that get off the ground. And I'm happy that Students Nova Scotia has a voice around the table.
Great. Thank you very much, Mrs. Executive Director. Now with that, do we have any other businesses that wants to like rise up?
I actually would like to mention, so I did forward this to you all this morning, but I had a meeting this morning with students for consent culture. They were known as Our Turn, and so they are applying for a $5,000 sexual violence prevention innovation grant. This is a grant, it's not provided through labor and advanced ed, it's provided through status of women. And basically they would like a letter of support from Students Nova Scotia for their application. The project in like very short form is that they want to deliver trainings specifically to student leaders and student union folks. About how to actually advocate on the topic of sexual violence and what your role should be. I think they're very knowledgeable in the field. Something that I asked about in our meeting is if they would be willing to provide this training at the Maritime Student Congress, and they said yes. I think that would also be a huge asset if they had funding to help cover off those costs. Because something that we mentioned way back when about the MSC was that the budget is so tight that I think this would be really helpful. But I do encourage folks to take a look at it. The grant is due on Friday. So I am going to draft a letter of support and circulate it probably tomorrow morning. If you have objections with us supporting this, please let me know and we'll take that into consideration. But my recommendation to the board is that we should send a one letter page of support.
Great. So thank you, Clancy. If anyone, as Clancy said, like has any objections regards to this and supporting this, please let us know by tomorrow. Basically, we'll take the time to read it. If not, we will submit it. Any other business? With that, I'm looking for a motion for adjournment.
SMESA moves.
25 seconds.
We're adjourning our meeting at 4:26 p.m.